Blog Talk Radio.
No one's willing to give theirs up, and it goes on.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And that was Catholic artist Margaret Becker singing Make It Right. And to make it right, make the Mass the center of your life. Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, divinity, in the Holy Eucharist. The same Jesus Christ who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, that we receive in Holy Communion. And make it right. Fall in love with Jesus tonight, today. Find yourself wanting to receive him more. To receive him more. And so, in doing that, today is day 4 of our novena to Pope John Paul II. And that is, these novenas helps us to prepare ourselves. Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13 states, Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought a flask of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake. For you know neither the day nor the hour." Jesus is definitely making it clear that we need to be ready. No one knows the day nor the hour in which the Lord Jesus will return. The message coming from the Universal Church, the Holy Catholic Church, is to prepare yourself every day. It has been said, "Show me how you spend your time, and I'll tell you what's important to you." It is important that we do set priorities, establishing goals. The 5 virgins who brought their flask of oil with their lamps were focused and ready. The other 5 allowed themselves to be concerned with the things of the world. They took their eye off the ball, their relationship with Jesus. How many times I have seen this with those who abandoned the Catholic faith because they took their eye off what is important. St. Paul spoke of such things, stating, "While claiming to be wise, they became fools instead, turning from what is true to that which is worldly." Just like the 5 virgins who were not ready when the bridegroom did arrive, these were found wanting. They tried to fill their void not with the oil of salvation, They try to fill their flask with those things that are empty. These are led astray by false doctrine, false philosophy, sin and vice. As a result, the bridegroom did not recognize them. Recently, my wife and I was watching a favorite movie we like, Secondhand Lions. When I became struck how the movie tied things together in the lives of the characters, starring Michael Caine, Robert Duvall, and Haley Joel Osment. The storytelling and the adventure thickens as the plot builds the excitement of the movie. As the young boy finds courage through the example of his uncles, the words, prepare yourself, or to say, defend yourself, demonstrates a determination to face danger. And I have heard priests from the pulpit raise the importance that the faithful also needs to fill their flask of oil, as to prepare yourself. A Catholic priest is not just like any other preacher or minister of any another faith. Our faith teaches that at his ordination, a priest's soul is permanently changed. When the bishop lays his hands on the head of the man to be ordained. And this change is permanent. It can never be taken away. You are a priest forever in the manner of Melchizedek. John chapter 6:53 says, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Along with the other sacraments, the Eucharist, which is what this passage is referring to, happens at every Catholic Mass. As a result of the grace given through the administering of the sacraments, we are preparing ourselves. Still a work in progress. We are on the journey, not with flasks half filled, but full of grace. The bridegroom recognizes the faithful Catholic because he recognizes the Holy Spirit's work of grace in the soul of the believer. All of the baptized have been radically changed. Their souls have been given a mark that will never be taken away. Some may deny and reject their baptism, but the mark is there nonetheless. The prodigals must return. James chapter 5, 19 through 20. Our baptism makes us a new creation in Christ. Hence, prepare yourself. It is simply not just a slogan with our baptism. We become forever changed. All the sacraments work to transform us and build in us a soul designated to God. This journey is filled with all kinds of adventure. And as you look backward, every story is inspiring and important. With the free gift of grace and our faith, we must cooperate with the Lord's gift and grow our faith through prayer, learning of Scripture and church teaching, the saints, particularly our spiritual mother, the Virgin Mary. Instead of claiming to be wise, let us truly be wise by filling our flask with God's grace. Then we will be truly wise, bringing souls to the bridegroom. So prepare ourselves. And this novena to St. John Paul II, day 4. And let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And make an act of contrition. Oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended you, and I detest all my sins because of your just punishments, but most of all because you're all good and deserving of all my love. And I firmly resolve with the help of your grace to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. And then in spiritual communion, by Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Please intercede for us, Pope St. John Paul II and our Heavenly Mother. Please intercede for us, that we may be granted this grace and with morally good leaders who will act according to the revealed will of God and the foundational principles of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States of America. When America is strong, the world is safer. Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth, intercede for us, your children in America. As we pray for our nation, our military, and our families, O Blessed Trinity, we thank you for having graced the Church with Pope St. John Paul II, and for allowing the tenderness of your fatherly care, the glory of the cross of Christ, and the splendor of the Spirit of love to shine through him, trusting fully in your infinite mercy and in the paternal intercession of Mary, he has given us a living image of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. He has shown us that holiness is the necessary measure of ordinary Christian life and is the way of achieving eternal communion with you. Grant us by his intercession and according to your will, the graces we implore through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we pray for our government leaders that they will make just decisions and govern us in accordance with truth and the principles upon which our nation was founded. We ask protection for those serving in the military and for our first responders. Bless them and their families as they sacrifice themselves to keep us safe. We pray for our families in a culture that seeks to destroy the morals and values upon which this country was founded. May our families be united in faith and charity. So we pray for the strength and unity of our church and for the protection of the family and our nation. Reclaim this great country for your son's glory, Mother Mary, that under his protection and guidance, we may stand together as a people of faith and trust in him for the changes we seek. O Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We ask forgiveness for our offenses against you. We seek your loving care for all our needs and requests. You have blessed our nation with and given us countless gifts, our freedom and the ability to seek your will every day are among our dearest possessions. But in turning away from you, we not only risk the loss of all our country has stood for, but we also offend you, who are all good and deserving of all our love. We offer to you this novena we are making as Americans. We ask that you hear us and through your fathomless mercy, convert the hearts of our people and bring them back to you. May our land once more ring out with praise of you, and the most loving Virgin Mary, to whom we have entrusted the petitions of this novena, to Pope St. John Paul II, and Our Lady. Most Holy God, we thank you for hearing us. May our hearts praise you forevermore. Amen. Dear Jesus, allow the truth of holy love to flood the heart of this nation. Place truth in the center of every heart. Return this nation to its rightful place under the dominion of God. Amen. Dear Jesus, inspire the hearts of legislators to bring fairness to every law. In so doing, inspire lawmakers to remove contradiction from laws concerning life in the womb, so that no one is forced to support contraception or abortion against their free will. Do not allow religious freedom to be trampled under the feet of those who favor death in the womb. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And day 4, Mary. We pray especially for religious and the consecrated this day. Meditation. Saint John Paul II, you were a great model of Marian devotion, living the model totus tuus, totally yours, under the mantle of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Inspired by your confidence in the Blessed Mother's loving and maternal intercession, we ask you to pray that we may also have the same love and fidelity to our Blessed Mother, entrusting to her all our works, cares, joys, and sufferings. God, merciful Father, in your Son, Jesus Christ, you have revealed your love and poured it out upon us in the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. We entrust you today the destiny of the world and of every man and woman. Bend down to us sinners, heal our weakness, conquer all evil, and grant that all the peoples of the earth may experience your mercy. In you, the triune God, they ever find the source of hope. Eternal Father, by the passion and resurrection of your Son, have mercy on us and upon the whole world. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially of those who are in most need of thy mercy. And that's a prayer of Fatima. Our Lady asked us to pray that into the rosary. Also, Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. So to pray for the holy souls in purgatory. So with this, I will be doing here in just a moment here, the Divine Mercy, which Pope St. John Paul II brought forth from Poland and St. Faustina. And to pray this, and when we pray the Divine Mercy in the presence of the dying, we help the soul of the dying. So let us continue then as we move forward in this devotion. And when we sing, we pray twice. Because Jesus, He lives.
I believe in the Son. I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of His blood. Amen. Amen. I'm alive because He lives. Amen.
and because he lives. And now the divine mercy. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for us. Opened up the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gush forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gush forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gush forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we'll end this novena today. With this song. So have a blessed day.
The
Joseph weeps in your presence, all your children running home, singing songs of exaltation, lifting up your name. There's a sweetness in your presence, all your children running home, singing songs of exaltation, lifting up your name. In the land of my father, oh my soul.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We established orphanages and helped the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Cities were named after our revered saints who navigated a sacred path before us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, for centuries we have prayed for you and our world. every hour of every day, whenever we celebrate the Mass. Jesus himself laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds, guiding the Catholic Church with love and truth in a confused and hurting world. And in this world filled with chaos, hardship, and pain, it's comforting to know that some things remain consistent, true, and strong, our Catholic faith, and the eternal love that God has for all creation. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.